is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Some women know they boyfriend, got one or two sweetheart, but she ain't freaking out because she got a white man. Some women know they husband, got one or two sweetheart, but she ain't freaking out because she got a white man.
Okay, first thing 9 a.m., the white boyfriend got a checklist, wait for you to come sign in, then ask if you had breakfast. She probably gone say no, even though her man cook a sock shit.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's 11 a.m. and you're tuned in to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry has graciously allowed me to extend my show into the second hour. In fact, I want to thank Mr. Newry for organizing this opportunity to speak with KB today. I have 705,985 million questions for KB and I can ask 12 of them today. In the latter half of the show, we're going to get into the rest of that tomorrow because there's some important stuff in the papers today. Definitely pick up your Nassau Guardian. Pick it up first. And pick up the Tribune. Tribune, we like you. But we got to get the Guardian first. That's okay. Now, KB, yes, let's start here. How many albums you have? I went on YouTube last night. I tell you what I found. This is what I found on YouTube. I found KB's Bahamian Hits number one, Bahamian Hits number two, Bahamian Hits number three, Bahamian Hits Volume 4, very Bahamian, the switch there. Jonestown 8 Mile Rock, that's what Boatman came off of, right? Yes. Bahamian Culture, Bush Mechanic, Conk Juice, and then Cuba, K-U-B-A?
K-U-B-A, Cuba, yeah.
Cuba, and Stinking Ways.
Yes, and there's, you missed Shefat's album also.
Okay, Shefat's album.
Yeah, Shefat was an album. Shefat with a question mark, that was an album, but that was a cassette at the time. It never was a record, disc album. It was a cassette album.
All right. How many more albums you have?
A lot of the KB and Friends, which I came here today to also promote, about. So
this is the newest work of KB and Friends.
What I came here for is KB and Friends Volume 5.
Okay, KB and Friends.
I already had KB from 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there's a KB, like you say, well, that's bunch of them. So you understand. So that's how I, with the KB and Friends, I bring new artists to the fore. So all those KB and Friends, that's what they do.
I love it. I like that collaboration. I like whenever you collab with somebody.
See, because listen, it ain't about me. I've already established me. It's about pushing these other artists out there and maybe they can get their legs and they do their thing. And that's what it is. So I just pick certain, you have other artists out there who are doing their thing, but those who ain't got that, I want, bring them out there. That's what it's
that's
for.
That's why I know who I love? I love Bahamian Trey. Bahamian Trey, tell your mommy I love you, like an auntie, a bigger sister, right? Tell your girlfriend that too. Because some of these cougars, y'all hear Old Head by Johnny Cake, right? That's another sweethearting song. I'm one of them. But I thought, how gracious of Ronnie Butler and all the other older artists to extend themselves when I come, tell me something. Mm-hmm. And then, is it Father Fats or Father Fred and Bahamian Trey and Ronnie Butler, that boy could teeth. That boy does teeth. I thought that's a nice collab,
Okay.
Bahamian Trey he's one of those young artists, I think, that did what you did. Is like, hey, this is me and I am this.
Yes.
Right? And he became Bahamian music, right? And he said, I'm a stakeholder in the space. And he became a stakeholder in the space. And I love him for that. Okay. Stinking Ways. Is this a rock album?
It's a rock. Completely rock album. Let me say this to you. I'm multifaceted in what I do. But in this country, if you don't stay on the straight and one, usually we don't accept, and maybe in the world, we don't accept many people doing many multi things.
Yeah.
We like you to stay on what you do. So I loved, we started out in a group called Ego Trip Band. That's the band I was in at first. And we were a rock group. But we found out quickly, within the first year to 2 years that, hey, you ain't gonna make it doing rock in this country. Mm-hmm. So we had to pivot. And that's when we first wrote, that's when Turn It Loose and Let It Go, actually. That was that first album. And that's the song that took us into the Bahamian public's arms.
Okay.
And it gave us love. So people then loved that. And then we did You're Whining. Mm-hmm. So this was ego, yeah, this was ego trip stuff. Now I redid it in my KB days because there were a lot of people who didn't know the song like that.
Yeah.
So that's how what I'm giving you that kind of history. So Stinking Ways came because of all of my love for rock and roll music and what I grew up on. Because in Ego Trip we had a lot of rock songs. So those songs, I brought those forward, reproduced them. Wrote some new stuff too, and that's a strictly rock album.
All right, so you telling me you was in a Rake and Scrape artist your whole life?
No, but right, you know, Rake and Scrape just actually came back. Tony McKay was like, what we call the Rake and Scrape guy. You had traditional Rake and Scrape where you had guys with the accordion, yeah, the saw, and the drum. But then you went forward to where you had Phil Stubb, like right, Tony McKay with, you know, going back to Cat Island. But then Phil is the guy who actually brought, Phil Stubbs brought Rake and Scrape back to the fore,
mm-hmm,
back to us. And then I remember hearing West End Move for the first time, and I said, man, this is.
Yeah.
And that's what made guys like myself, Ira Storr, D-Mark, and all those other guys who came in that middle passage that came over to Rake and Scrape and now establish, you see, the establish a Rake and Scrape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what it was. So I was not. Remember, in between that, Baha Men came with Junk and New. So a lot of artists were doing Junk and New music.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, She Fought is not Rake and Scrape. She Fought is a Gombe sound. Sunshine, yeah. My Body is Gombe sound. Juicy Susie is Gombe sounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a difference between Rake and Scrape, Junk and New, and Gombe.
You're right.
And that's in the beat, you know, that's in the foundation of the beat. So when I'm saying that to you, yeah, I just recently, not so recently, because for my first Rake and Scrape song was Biggest Box. Like the first
Biggest
one.
Biggest Box in the world, yeah. I ever saw.
That's the first Rake and Scrape. I think when I started now, Dwell and Move, because I still was doing my Junk, you know, but I then, or Gombe, but I then dwelled into, mm-hmm, Rake and Scrape.
Now, I think the entry for me to you was actually, She Jumped.
Yeah, but she jump is Junk and O.
Yeah.
Doop, dak, dak, gadap, doop, doop. That's Junk and O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I said to you, but Rake and Scrape itself.
Yeah.
That there was, for me, that will fit. But again, I give Phil all credit. And then you'll have guys, again, Ira, D-Mark, and many others who came along.
How Dry Bread get the name Dry Bread?
I have no clue. Listen, Dry Bread ain't my, you know, like, I'm not in that.
Yeah, but because he ain't dry at all.
No, he ain't dry. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And listen, Dry Bread is one of those guys who did some real nice Bohemian music, Bohemian music in my song, and, you know, yeah, Sunshine My Body.
Yeah.
It's a little song. Bohemian music in my, I don't know, because I can't understand the last word he says.
I always sing in my soul.
I assume it's soul.
Yeah.
It don't sound, he's saying soul.
Yeah, it don't.
But it's a great song.
Without
great
a
song,
doubt.
Man.
Without a doubt. Okay. So, KB.
I was gonna make a comment about, or I like at least talk about, you said that if you don't stick to traditional sounds, right? Because I think about,
yeah.
I think about Bohemian R&B artists, right? That's also Bohemian, right? But
no, it's not Bohemian. It's R&B.
No, actually, no.
Hold on, say that again. Which one?
When I say Bohemian R&B, right? Mm-hmm. If it's being produced by a Bohemian, that's Bohemian R&B.
No, it isn't. No, it's R&B. You can't co-op someone's genre. If America, they made R&B music, but you can't co-op and then now put, you know, again,
but
we're going back to that. Go ahead.
Let me say why I say this, because there are people who are fusing Junk and New with R&B sound, and so that you create a new genre.
No, it isn't. No. Then if you create a new genre, then you need to come up with a new name. See, you can't then use R&B. Listen, this thing could go so deep with you, because what I don't want to say,
okay,
is that same word of trans woman. The second you put a word in the front of that word, you moved it.
No. It becomes a different word. Listen, pause.
It becomes a different word.
No, you could go there.
Okay, because we come off the music now.
But I mean,
So the question is, what is Bohemian music?
Mm-hmm. And this is part of Bohemian identity.
Right, does it require a strict classification?
Yes.
See, because when I found Stinking Ways last night, right? And the first song I played, I said, did KB, is this your most recent album?
No, Stinking Ways isn't most recent.
But this is what I'm saying. But I thought to myself, is this your most recent album? Because, Natino, are you familiar with the guy with the straight hair, the emo look, who is He is turning Bohemian Songs into rock and roll.
Yes, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Boatman.
Yeah, he did Boatman. He did one of Avi's.
I don't see that. It's on TikTok.
It's on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I've never seen it.
He has the hair down. You don't see his face.
Really, oh, no. I think I saw it. I think I saw one of them. I can't remember. Yeah. I saw one of it, and he was doing the emo thing. Yes.
Yeah. Emo, what does emo mean? That's what?
Okay.
Emo, the lady, the singer.
No, it's like in a. It's like a.
So
it's like a sad grunge rock.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it
like,
is.
Yes. Like we'd be more sad than angry.
So emo is short for emotional, right?
But
there's a particular it's a rock category where they kind of live in the melancholy of it.
I got you. But the lady with the half, so she is that kind of. But I always thought she was emo.
Are you talking about Sia?
Sia, I think that's the name.
Sia,
she's one of those artists. So
okay, like she would be Sia for me.
But she's pop. She's mainstream pop, but she uses emo pop. She uses elements of emo
in her.
See, that's why I said I don't want. Okay.
All right. And so, yes.
I like her stuff.
See, because Natino, here's what I'm saying. Like, when we're talking about Bohemian music, right? Mm. I feel like, if it's Bohemian making it, it could be Bohemian R&B, right? Except at the last Grammys, when a Hawaiian artist won, or California artist won Reggae Album of the Year. And then people started saying, well, that's California reggae. That's Hawaii reggae. I was hot. I started throwing conch shell in the water. So I had to examine whether I have a bias about Bohemian music and what's allowed to happen, right?
They were mad because, again, the whole racial element and that being a category that Jamaicans in particular have pioneered.
Yeah.
And so that's...
You think that's what it was?
Yes.
I say that because that's the point. We have many, let's say, basically white European artists that have taken many reggae awards like Ace of Base and many others who've taken the award. So I can't see them still getting angry.
It's been over
20 years now. Ace of Base didn't take so much awards. And
Vanilla Ice.
I'm just going into reggae.
There have been a lot of times... especially from black people, they point out the cultural appropriation.
Yeah, I understand.
Right? And so that would be like, for example, someone taking your sound.
Yeah.
And going
crop with it and taking
and,
it
and, and not only that
or Justin
and,
Bieber doing it
and then getting $1 million off of it. So for example, it's so interesting that you bring this up because reggaeton, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole big lawsuit by Cleavy and Stevie. Mm-hmm. Because they sampled one little element of it and that created a whole genre and they never made money off of that.
Yes, that is true.
What's
his name? Daddy White's has a song. Daddy White. Daddy Yankees.
Daddy
Yankee. Okay.
Yes. Gentlemen, pause for a second. Daddy White's also makes music.
Oh, no, I know.
I just want to make sure, if
you're talking about reggaeton.
Yeah.
So Daddy Yankee, he's the premier reggaeton artist in the world.
I'm assuming
because I know, because it comes out of Puerto Rico, but his sound. Cubans do reggaeton also, but Puerto Rico more known, I get more love. So what happens here is he did this, can't remember the name of the song, but it's, you can hear Girl, I Want to Make You Sweat.
In it.
He's killing. A beautiful song, what he did with Daddy Yankee did with it, an awesome video. But again, he's doing a derivative, he's misappropriating these guys, and I don't think they ever went behind him. Meaning that they're doing it, you know.
They don't give them credit, they don't pay the artists. Yeah. So
here's the thing.
But
here's the thing, gentlemen. If Glenn Miller or Glenn Miller Estate ever come to the Bahamas and say, pay us for by the time I get to Phoenix. By Ronnie Butler.
Glenn Miller? That's whose song that
I think
is?
I think that's Glenn Miller's song.
I didn't know. Okay.
But By the Time I Get to Phoenix is a cover. Mm-hmm. Ronnie's version is a cover.
But didn't Ronnie cover...
Echoes of My Mind?
He cover Isaac Hayes' version.
Right, obviously.
I didn't know that.
I see what you're saying.
He came that far.
Ronnie Butler's version of that song has to be the best in the world. You've been to space. I bet you it's the best on your own.
You know I love Ronnie, but Isaac Hayes did great.
No man. And then when Jay Mitchell did Islands in the Stream.
Great.
I think that's better than the
Dolly
Parton. Version.
It's so interesting because I was thinking about Oh, Sweet Emily's Someday. Yes. That's a cover as well.
Cover as well, yes.
And honestly, like, I mean, I don't listen. I will never listen to the original.
Hold on, which one?
Someday. I know that.
Oh, yeah, Emily. Someday. Emily, yeah, that's on. That's on. That's a great, now, I can say that's a great rendition.
She that was a great rendition. Nita has one too. I can't remember the one that used to be all over the radio. My dad used to play it every single day. Oh.
Not, because this will it'll be a remake. The Good Lord.
No, is the
not
next
good
one.
Lord.
No, is the next one. I can't remember it right now. But go ahead.
Okay, even Ronnie Butler, Echoes of My Mind. Mm-hmm. But it okay. Nice. So that now, great job. KB, I'm gonna show you this book. This is Volume 2 of the musical Archipelago. Producer, let's prep that call. Produced by Crystal Walks Francis, is an anthology of Bahamian music history and its impact on the globe. Mm-hmm. Right. But you was the musical Archipelago. As far as I can, like,
no, I
like you are the musical Archipelago. The question I have for you is this: can we make or should we make covers a genre in the Bahamas? Because I mean, first of
listen,
all,
let's start off here. When you say the word genre, you're again dealing with a. So you say R&B, that's a genre,
right?
Blues. A genre.
Right.
Genre, reggae, a genre. We're giving rake and scrape is a genre. So we are saying Junkanoo. See, Junkanoo actually is not a music. Junkanoo is a parade. That's a, you understand? Yeah, it's not a music. But what we do is we use the beat from the parade. Like a do. That's, and then Gombe is a genre.
Now, so I appreciate what you're saying.
Meaning that they all have a formula.
Right. You're saying, Aaron, genre is a technical term, and I feel like you are telling me
yes,
I am applying it incorrectly. Hold on.
Okay.
I am boldly saying to you that the Bahamas' location historically and geographically, right? Mm-hmm. Like our location suggests to me that if anybody could create a genre called covers and it'd be legitimate, it's us. Right? I just saying, maybe.
So here's why, this is why I'll say to you.
Caller, give me 3 seconds. Okay, thank you, Natino.
No problem.
We can get right back to that. Good morning, caller.
Morning, I'm back.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning again to you fine people. I had an interruption. I apologize for earlier. But listen, Gino D. Staggerly, better than the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Think about it.
Agreed.
Okay, I wouldn't bother
you. No, we can't be saying no.
Shame and scandal in the family. Cover. Bahamian version, I think,
no,
is...
No, listen.
Yeah.
The reason why, if she says that or you say any... Like, I've done a couple covers. It only means like if someone likes someone don't like it, if you like it, I don't like it, or someone don't. Yeah. That don't mean that the song bad. It just means that I prefer the original over the remake.
Yeah.
So meaning like if let's say if you heard Earth, Wind & Fire's Got to Get You into My the Beatles remake, he did that or Strawberry Fields by the Beatles. Remakes, but the point is, it's only what you prefer because, again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah,
because 1,000 people like my own, and only one point that don't mean mine better, you know.
Yeah,
it just means that these 1,000 people
like it. Yeah.
So that's when I say, I'm laughing at her saying it's better, meaning that there's people out there who said no, but you got to be joking.
Say, Aaron, man, come on, stop talking foolishness.
But Zolo, I think KB, you have to realize too that sometimes, like for example, Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. I mean,
That's a great example. I can give you a better example than
like
yours.
Natino.
I mean, even Dolly Parton says it.
Natino, you ever been?
Come on, man.
Dolly Parton weird.
Dolly Parton says
no,
that.
No, she weird. We like her. She comes to the cookout. We've invited her. But if you've been to the Old Opry, if you go to where Dolly Parton's from, then people could tell you it's nothing better. And so I'm saying it tongue in cheek, right? I'm saying it in the audacious way that Bahamians have claimed things and turned it into their own, right? I'm not saying it's technically it could be a genre, but what I'm saying is that if we say we are the best at tourism, then I'm selling the Bahamas. If you love music,
of course.
You come to the Bahamas for music.
Of course.
Any song you love, you can find it here.
Okay, wait a second. I want to give you a reference of what you're saying, right?
Okay.
I agree with you that the Whitney Houston is better. I'm giving you my opinion.
Yeah.
That's only mine. I feel like I like Gino's version of Staggerly better than the original. Now, again, I'm saying this in this way. Mm-hmm. Let me show you an example. Who you think sound better as a vocalist? This art we're talking about. You got Luda Vandross over here, or you got Mick Jagger. Who sounds better to you? As a singer.
Luther, come on, man.
No, that's a question. I need an answer. Luther, right?
I mean,
so who sells more?
I mean, I think Jagger.
So you understand why the argument is what you want. If Mick Jagger, who does that to my ear, but Mick said, and that's what it is. So
So agreed with you. There are elements, obviously, like race, that plays a factor in that. Race obviously plays, but hold on. It plays a major factor. But I mean.
But race can make it mean that you like Whitney because of that, it too.
No, but no, hold up.
Yeah, no, that's
race
right,
and all of that.
Bias.
But, yeah, hold up. But no, but here's the thing. No. In that instance, it is for me. It's technically even when I listen to Dolly, and I like Dolly, Dolly couldn't do what Whitney could do, and that's just
okay,
it.
Okay, so here's a question: the original is it Dolly Jolene, Dolly Parton's version, or Beyonce's version? Which one you like more?
Jolene.
I don't like none.
KB, why you don't do?
I'm not into that.
I don't like none.
I agree with him.
Play Bohemian Lyrics by KB.
I never liked none.
So I could gather my feelings.
Why you agree?
I don't like the song itself.
So that's what he's saying.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't like the
song? I don't like the song itself.
I don't
connect with the words. And so therefore, I mean, obviously,
I don't demand that.
Now, I've listened to the whole. I'm glad that you brought up Beyonce because one of the things I want to talk about is genres. Watch this. We're talking about categories.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about categories, again, you have to go back to race, right? Who gets to determine what categories exist, right? We saw it right now at the Grammys. Because Beyonce won and the white people got upset, they now split the country category into contemporary, country album, and traditional.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame that. That's what they do all
but
the time.
But I can tell you what.
That's what they do. I agree with you.
Without Beyonce, they needed to do that a long time. Like, without Beyonce, that space needed to open
can
up.
Can I say the same thing you're saying now? Yeah. What are you saying? There's a break and scrape and what you call contemporary break and scrape, meaning that what we do is contemporary rick and scrape. Traditional is what they do in Cat Island when you are the rest
Joseph
of it.
Spence.
Yes, that's
Tony McCain.
That's, so it's so I agree, but I understand every time that group of people get like in tennis right now, they're probably trying to make a different division of tennis when they see these people coming in and they because these black people just happen to be so dominant in what they do. And so we make it happen, like it happens. That's just what it is. Yeah. And it happens. So just like in music, okay. This is black people's problem. Let me give you black people's problem. And then as a musician, I'm giving you this stuff here.
Okay.
So black people do this. Black people come up with blues. They come up with gospel.
Country.
Anything they come out of their pain, they bring up. And what happens is when now the other group of people or the other group of people around the world come and they appropriate your music, black people don't make no noise about it, you know. They move on to the next one. Okay, y'all want the rock? We'll take this. Y'all want the R&B? Okay, we'll take hip-hop. Y'all want the hip-hop? And that's what we do because we that talented.
Mm-hmm.
Black group, you know, black groups don't stay together long. You know why? Because everybody in the group too talented. White groups must stay together because the four of them individually don't have no but this here is that's why groups like Kool and the Gang, Commodores, Youth and Barclays, these groups can't because everyone too talented.
Yeah, and they wanted their vision to take the lead.
We had a group called Spank. Spank had too many talented guys in it, myself, Iris Store, Colin McDonald, Byron Thompson. It was too much talent.
Let me tell you something. If I pinch all of y'all one time for not working together, anyway, would you
work together?
Would y'all produce and y'all together is beautiful.
You know, I think Kenny gives a very good analysis. I'd add some other stuff in there too.
Okay, but
but I think that you're right.
Let me
element to it. Sorry.
Let me go back to something you said. Traditional rake and scrape, contemporary rake and scrape.
Mm-hmm.
In traditional rake and scrape, that's where you see white people.
Yes. Listen,
Reagan's
all white behemoths. Can I say this?
Yeah, yeah.
White behemoths love behemoth culture, Reagan's scrape, all that more than the blacks.
Yeah.
And I say that without apologies.
Because for some reason,
you know why? You know what? Let me give you the reason. Because just like when you all day, we don't go in the sea. You know why we don't go in the sea? We ride past the sea all day. But who go in the sea is because we the talent, we take it for granted. Those people, they watch us. Just like the whites in the States, they watch those blues singers. Why you think all those guys came from England, went down in the South and copied all the Rolling Stones, all of the Led Zeppelin? Listen to their music. Lone blues, the roughest of blues, because they appreciate it. And we as black people who have the talent, we just to say,
All right, KB.
I think it's a little bit more nuanced.
Okay, let me just see. Listen, I'm trying to put it in layman's terms.
No,
just that's an average person to hear.
Well, I get that. So that's why I'm
not I ain't trying. Yeah, I ain't want to hit the head.
KB, I got a text in here saying, hold on, where can I find your music online to listen to, and where can I purchase your music?
All you have to go to Apple, Amazon, any one of those, all my music, but not every single thing,
but yeah,
the majority, the lion's share of all my stuff is right on there. Apple, Amazon, any one of those, Spotify, any one of those.
I found all of the albums I listed today.
And guess what? You know, I did a Christmas album.
Yeah.
KB's Christmas. You know,
And then KB and Friends.
Yes.
So tell me, KB and Friends, Volume 5.
5, yes.
Who's featured on there with
Sweet
you?
Emily, your girl, again. Sweet Emily is there. Funky Deep, that's the old heads, and myself, old heads.
Yeah.
And then we have new artists like Rico and Bahamas. We have Z Energy.
Okay.
We have Fran Sean is on the project.
Okay.
Ebony 242. She's awesome.
Yeah.
We have Nakisha from Falcon's band.
Okay.
And mostly females. Only three guys. That's me, myself, Rico, and Funky. The rest are females.
Here's another question, KB. How are we going to get the female vocalists into a space where they're making albums, right? Like, because
Money.
I got you.
That's what it is. It's no more than that. It's
and
money.
And we need to build an infrastructure to house the music industry.
There you go.
That's the reason why.
He's correct.
Because number one, we shouldn't, and I've always been, I'm an artist, right?
Yeah.
My whole thing is.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm an artist.
Gospel?
Listen.
Contemporary R&B?
I didn't know.
I'm a writer. Yeah. So I can do this, right? But my issue is, the first thing I wanted to do was music. Mm-hmm. And my mom said to me, she's like, well, how are you going to sustain that? Right, that and watch this. There's no reason why our artists should have to go on a 9-to-5.
That's
never.
That's the truth.
Listen,
the infrastructure.
What are you saying? You're a weekend star. You're not really a musician.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not really, because to be a musician, you have to be 100%.
Yeah, you have to be focused on your craft.
Yes, he's right.
You have to be focused on your craft,
yes,
and we're not providing that space.
That's true.
For them to step in and spread their.
And
wings.
Most people would do that. No one wants to work a 9-to-5 musician.
No,
you don't want to do that. You want to be a musician and live in it. He's correct. Listen, if one thing made you right, listen. And exactly what he said, my mother said the same thing to me. She wanted me, as I got out of school, she said, join the army. That's what my mother wanted. And I said no.
All right. Yeah. You can hear the music. We're going to a break. Get back from the break, I've got lots of texts. People say, play some music. Now, to be honest with you, KB, the people say...
Can I send that
out in the break.
Okay.
We can go right in there and give it to the producer in the break. The people say, make KB sing at the mic. I tell them...
Are y'all paying?
I swear.
Paying?
I love this.
Y'all got to listen to the music.
Fierce advocates for the creatives. We're going to a break. You're tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. We'll be right back.
Can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. If screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. Visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. I've got KB in the house. I've got Natino Thompson in the house. Both of these are Bahamian artists, you know. They're both musicians. They're making great music. That song just now is by Lakeisha, and it's from KB's latest project, KB and Friends, Volume 5. Now, KB just told me that Mama D is also on this album.
Yes.
Take My Ode to the Billy Goat. I probably gonna lie one more.
That one there is Melody.
Oh, that's Melody.
Melody.
Right, hold on. Mama D is...
My ship is coming in.
Right, my ship is coming in. Is she riding the pine as well, or is that...
No, that's Mama. Well? That's so Melody.
Melody Sweeting?
No, there's two melodies.
Okay. Two melodies. Okay.
So I'm finding out, Natino, you went to school with a lot of these contemporary artists.
Me and Fanshawn went to school.
Okay.
Junior school together. And I met Ebony and Technical Cadets, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. So I know Ebony, and
Yeah, so listen, two things. People say, Aaron, you's money. I say, there's only one time in life where I wish I was a man. And that's when it's rake and scrape time. Y'all mind them. It's so much fun on the dance floor.
You know what I want to ask?
Yeah.
What's your process of writing? Because you talked about going to drama school. Mm-hmm. I guess for everyone listening, what's your process? Do you sit down with a beat? Or do you start off with a concept? Or just... Because you're saying you were writing and you see the billboard. Because that means that it could happen in a moment.
It happens.
So do you have a book that you write down?
I have many books. Right now, you know, it's now in the phone. I do rough ideas on my phone. It comes many ways. There's no one way for me.
Has it ever come in a dream?
Dreams. I have dreams.
Okay.
Now, the only problem with the dreams, in which I can't hold on to dreams.
I bet you Cuckoo Soup came to you in a dream.
No, Cuckoo Soup. I was in New York, off Broadway, sitting looking at moon bricks, and I just wrote that came. But what happens, like the dreams, I lose it. I don't hold, because I'm a multi-dreamer. I dream like 5 and 6 times through the night. And so that might have been a third dream. So I just lose it and I just remember and then I say, ah. So I remember once or twice in my life have I ever retained a melody in a dream.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Okay, well, the reason why I ask this is because I've had songs like literally like full choir on.
Yes.
Picture mode happening in dreams. And then, I'm able to retain.
You just retain.
I retain.
Lucky
so,
you.
But you have to practice. So
you.
What I do is the minute you get up, you go right to the book and you start writing down.
I can't feel it. What I'm saying to you is once I had it, I can remember the dream. Like, I remember my dreams like with Teddy Riley. I'm doing a show with Teddy Riley. I remember different things because these are original songs.
Yeah.
Okay. No, original. Like he's doing something. I'm saying, when I walk, I say, man, I had this song, but I cannot retain it. Mm. I can't hold it.
Wow. Let's go to the phone line quickly.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good morning, Mr. Thompson. Good morning, KB.
Good morning, good morning.
KB, with Puffy.
Why well, I had his voice in a long time?
Yeah, Rachel KB.
My boy, how you doing?
Brad. You're still my favorite. One of my favorite.
My boy, how you doing,
my
man?
My favorite name.
Thank you, thank you, man.
Yes, sir. KB, what's your name? Gino D, the sing Leroy Brown?
No, Stigley.
No one sing the song.
Is there a Bohemian version of Bad Leroy?
I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone who does Leroy Brown. Mm. Bad Leroy Brown. I don't know anyone who does that.
Oh, I thought I hear that in Tingham. But KB, tell me something. Where you get what you get for the song Annie? What was the message you were sending across? But what I want you to answer first, if it's possible, what is the cuckoo soup? Because a lot of us have our different theories. A lot of us feel like we had some cuckoo soup. Some people said, I know cuckoo soup, but we had. Is it something which you eat? Is it something sexual? Is it something which you use from your body to put in food? Please, if it's possible, let us know. Because we talked about this before, me and hearing it.
You hit the nail on all, man.
Papa, I'm glad that you didn't imply that I was a cuckoo soup expert. Yeah, I'm just glad you didn't imply that.
Hey, listen, everything he said can be applied, you know, but when I wrote it, I was just talking about, you know, the old wives here, we say they would mix a certain thing.
My mind immediately, whenever I heard that, my mind immediately went to Obel.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about Obel and this,
that's what
the mixing up the cuckoo and soup. But you know
there were other ones where you say you dip certain objects in the soup and...
Articles of clothing after they've been worn. We don't want anybody to accuse us of practicing or promulgating Obeo on the show.
But I also, you know, like
we get two callers online.
I know. Right, I also think about how we talk about fixing people.
Yeah.
Right. We talk about she. I don't know what she did or what he did to her. In other words, it's like there's this kind of potion. This love spell.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
It's
a love spell.
That's what it is.
Like a love spell. The cuckoo soup is a love spell.
Yeah, so
that's what I'm thinking.
It. Yeah, that's what she's mixing.
Well, that's absolutely. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Are you still there? I'm sorry we lost you. Good morning, caller. I am sorry we lost you guys.
Lord.
I bet you... Y'all don't be... I bet you they run to go make some cuckoo soup. Okay, KB, I got a text there for you. Says, ask KB, how come he end up with 10 ugly children? Gussie was a beautiful woman. Either KB Ogley or the children was Joan.
Well, let me start. I'm glad I take all the blows. You know, that's why in the song with Ronnie say, I know you was always like that. Because remember I said, you remember
did
that?
You say you'd try that?
No, I know. I think I did. And Ronnie
I was listening to it this morning, and I remember hearing your voice saying your guy asked you to try a threesome.
Yes,
and it was with you thought it was gonna be with two girls, and he's like it was another dude. And you was like, well, if it's to please you, okay, I'll try anything.
And then Ronnie said, I always know you was like that.
Yeah,
so I take the blind. I always take the blind. I don't, ain't no biggie to me. But on that, firstly, the song just because she fought ain't about me. the only song I ever wrote that I can remember right now, because I'm still thinking about it, that I ever wrote, and I said, one day I met this young lady, and that was in All the Meat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the only time that I would say
that's a personal,
like me putting myself into the story.
Okay.
I usually, stories that just for anyone or any
you use that
thing.
You use others?
Yeah, I always use a neutral thing.
Okay.
I don't go into I.
Okay,
let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Speak to KB?
Yes, you can speak to KB.
Yeah, KB, this is your cousin from Turks. This is the one who was on the flight that you were going over when we were talking about Edmar Rock, Mr. Lexus. And
okay. Yes. And my cousin.
Yeah, Auden. Okay. You know, when he said Franco.
There you go. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I was telling you, I remember when I was in the 7th grade and you were in the drama club. I think you were like in the 12th grade. And I always used to tell my friend, that guy's going to be great. You know, that guy's going, because I saw what you were doing from when you were in the drama club back in 8 Mile Rock High School.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you, family.
That guy's going great. And that's like the 70s, early 80s. Right? And I said, that guy's going to be great. You know what I mean? And I always expected you as like probably the most talented, you know, artist in the Bahamas. You know what I mean? And I always expected you. So I just let you know.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Here's another text. Aaron, please tell KB thank you. Thank you for consistently loving Bahamians through his
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I appreciate him greatly.
Thank you.
Great show as usual. Ask KB if he could sing Totus before he goes. Listen, KB, I want you to know that I am a professional. Because of you, I believed in myself. And I'm a professional procurement assessor. I could procure, I could assess and tell you the best way to procure, right? And, you know, if we go into one party through the corner, I could teach you how to tote. Appropriately. Did you know that Ziploc is the new furl?
Oh, I did not know that.
Ziploc is the new furl. Why? Because it takes the shape of your bag.
That is true.
When you look at your bag, it could just look like a bag. It ain't going to look like a pan of macaroni. That's what they're saying. I got a text here that says, man, I don't know. Dolly Parton's version is the best. Whitney did a good job.
You see.
I'm black.
No, that's fine. Me personally, I go with Whitney. But people, and some people just want gaslight you.
No, for real. So, okay. I mean, I get people loving Dolly Parton. Yeah. I get it, right?
I get text here that said, Touchy Centipede Spider performed when I was in Carmichael Primary School.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we did a lot of schools back then.
Yeah. Like I say, that one for me was like, I said, hold on, what are you talking? I show up my road cheek, because
I rewrote the song.
Okay.
But the original version of that song is actually Dry Bread. That's the original. What happened is Dry Bread, because how we wrote the song, it could never get played on the radio. It was rude. So we heard it in the band. I was in the Ego Trip at the time, and we would play live, and like in the Zoom and whatever. And when we played, people loved it. So when I became KB, I went to Dry Bread. I said, Dry Bread, I want to redo the song. And Dry Bread said, hey, all good. Once you give me my credit, good. And that's how it all happened.
All right. Can I play Bahamian Limerick on radio?
What's wrong with something wrong with
it? I don't know, because it's funny. It's double entendre filled. I just wanted to check.
You know what else I want to ask?
I'm not sure.
And then we're going to go to the phone.
Yeah, you can play it.
So how often do you write with people? Right, because or write with other Bahamian artists. Have you found like because you talked about this song? The song.
I don't write much with people, but I've done songs with people. Like Try Anything Once. That idea originated from Ronnie. The word Try Anything Once. Richard Colin McDonald said to me, "Hey Ronnie, have this saying." When Colin said, I say, "Colin, well, let's write a song about that." So that's how that happened. Mm. Okay. So I do. There are times like when we wrote Crazy Boyo for Funky. I was working with Ira at the time. Ira had this word in his book. Just the word Crazy Boyo, and I saw it, I say, Ira, that's it.
That's it?
You understand? Okay. It happens like that.
It's magical.
But that's no creativity. Yes.
Let's go to the phone line, and then I got an important text. Good morning, caller. I sorry, caller. Let me tell you. I sorry, we miss you. There's a text for you, KB. KB needs to go teach a composition masterclass at UB. The university could assign a faculty member for assistance with course structure if he needs it. UB is doing the Community School of Music and Kappa's Creative and Performing Arts School.
You should be at Kappa's. You should be teaching at Kappa's. Your whole catalog.
Yes.
I mean,
my appreciation.
Yes,
listen,
you should be.
I would. Can I say I love you? Know what? My only thing is, and I'm getting older now, so I'm gonna still, you know, I say fall off that. But I wouldn't mind doing it. But man, I love that. The reason why I can't join the Masonic Lodge is because I have no time to be around hanging out with guys and that, because I won't be working and writing. That's why when many people have approached me, hey, you want to join this? You want to join that? Because I try to make value of my time. And going to a lodge meeting or going here, wasting my time.
And what's worse than that is you write a song about what you experienced.
No, but what's it? I will say this. But I think for you in particular,
that's a good one.
For you in particular, especially considering, like you said, you're going to be someone aging out of, you know, all of this. You know, I think that you should be able to pass that on through teaching.
I would love to.
No, saying this on the radio so they could get you.
They could understand.
They need to get you.
Yes,
let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. Yes, how are you doing?
Good.
Thank you.
Ask KB for me, Ray. Which one do you think is the most relatable song he made? Because I think Totus I think that's his number one hit.
Probably.
Because everyone can relate to that. You could play it at the funerals. You could play it at the weddings. You could play it at any social event.
Okay, I feel
especially
you.
Especially when Howard Green walk in the place.
Okay, if you play that when I walk into your party, buddy, I shutting the, by taking all the food, I shutting the party down, and I can call the police on you. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Which one of your songs? See, now, I go to the political ones. I like, but hold on. Political in a different sense. I like Eyes of Bahamian. And when I was abroad, when I was living abroad, that was like one of
all,
my
all constants. All those ones, like what you're calling up, all those are Sting songs, meaning that I did those with Sting, Junkin' the Group. So all those, what you hear there. Well,
absolutely. You know which one? You think I'll dig up, right?
The road. No. That's Gino.
Okay. That's Gino.
The road dig
up. Okay. I like that one.
No,
though.
That's nice. Nice cut. And it really hit home.
But also, again, it goes back to that time. You know why I remember that so much? Because that was around the time when Hubert Ingram was prime minister.
Yes.
And everybody was mad at him because he dig up all them roads.
Yes.
And so again, we go back how the commentary.
Yes.
That moment is captured in the song. So every time I hear that song, I think about when Blue Hill Road was all dig up.
Yes.
And all of the businesses closed.
I spent
and so it's capturing that moment again.
Of course. I wouldn't admit that what it does.
I spent an hour on the leg of the highway between the six-legged roundabout and the stadium roundabout. Mm. I spent an hour during the roadblock. The roadworks. Ain't nobody gonna forget that. Okay. Civil servants, Jokey Leader.
Yes.
I like that one.
That one's nice.
I find like for me, the political ones.
That one was speaking to Tell the politicians, do your job and stop trying to be like us. I was hitting the carnival and all that. It was doing all that.
Right, that's right. Often I feel like to tell people, let me crack the jokes. You're supposed to govern.
Yes, you don't be around here dancing or this and doing that and that. That's what it was for. And then you'll see these guys. You saw, I don't know if you've ever seen the videos on YouTube that I put together, those montages I put together.
Yeah.
And so I'm speaking to that, just saying, come on, man, do your job. You're all falling asleep in the place. You're doing this. Come on. That's what it really
should I will be. Say this though. It takes, I mean, the genius, number one, because you're using you're incorporating all of this into a song.
Yeah, thank you, man.
And also, you're speaking truth to power, right? And so, you're going to piss people off. One thing I love to do,
piss people off.
look at the club we're in today, people. Okay, a couple more texts and then producer. Let's go to the phone line, a couple more texts and then producer. I want you to play Bahamian Limerick, right? But the truth is, producer. You play what you want to play. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, morning.
Any rates for singing songs for the political parties, like for instance the COI? What would be the price, like the singing song for singing about the COI?
You mean for me?
Are you open to that, KB?
KB, you asking KB?
I've done that over. What you mean singing for COI or just anyone? You know, I've done that over and over. I've written songs over and over and over. Most people don't know that I wrote Fresh Wind. I wrote that for Therese.
Okay.
Most people don't know. I wrote many songs, so I've done many works for you know, political parties. I think, listen, it's what you feel your value is at the time that you charge a political party. Once they approach you, like right now, my value high because of Boatman. Now, you catch me but 3 years ago, COVID or this or whatever, and things, so, you know.
You have to take what you can get.
You take what you can get. Hey, with COVID, boy, they get me for nickels. Now you got to come with your pocket, right? So it's where you are at the time.
Producer, I got a text here that says, Bahamians in space. That's called Deep Space.
Deep Space.
That's my favorite. When this boy say, he see the little roaches on the moon, I almost died. I loved it. And it was the most appropriate song for Aisha Bo to take with her to space, right? Like that, it was that, prepared.
The reason why I wrote that song, because I'm a big sci-fi, you know, I love sci-fi, Star Trek. I grew up with, just for him being Captain Kirk and my name was Kirk, that blew my mind.
Okay.
You know, so someone got my name in there on TV, I was like blown away. So you had things like Star Wars, all those, you know, basically good space program. I love it. So that's why I wrote it. Then I thought what it really meant was taking Bahamian culture, rake and scrape, to the future. That's what it truly meant. It was saying we taking, you know, to space, you know, taking rake and scrape,
into
deep space. And that's what I was actually meaning by that.
And I think you performed that at the Seafood Fest.
I can't remember.
I know you can't remember. I will never forget it. I volunteered and it was like, I told my partner, the opportunity to see KB perform is waited to me to volunteer.
So listen, when you use that word partner, what that supposed to mean?
You know, like we can't get married, right?
No,
we can't get married
in
law.
Not in the Bahamas.
However,
not in the Bahamas, okay.
Yeah. You know, that's my partner.
My niece is married in Florida.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know if I...
To her wife.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I believe in inviting the state into my bedroom.
Well, that's another thing. That's right. A side. So a certain extent, I can agree with you to that. So
yeah.
I agree with you.
Now I got a text that says, Mr. KB, can you help me put out a gospel CD, please? You ever going to do gospel music?
I you never heard my gospel song, Heaven Bound?
Put that on the list.
Listen, okay. I've written and there. Anyway.
Oh no, we good.
I've written gospel songs for some artists also.
Here's a message for you. We truly appreciate you, KB.
Your songs
have given us an appreciation, laugh at ourselves.
And so much when you say laugh at it, you know, because we are, you know, we are great people. We are funny people. We believe in making jokes. We believe in poking fun at you. But I think we are beautiful people. We also got we got less bad than we have good. Because even when I said, because I know you go, but I'm going to say,
I differ on that one, but I can let you have that.
Let me say this to you. even if we speak, because I'm trying to go somewhere else. But even in, let's say, alternative lifestyle, you know, actually, and when I say that to you, I don't know because I don't live it. So I can't, just like me then speaking, but from what I feel and what I see, because to some extent I see, because I'm in the business. So I think we are not as harsh as other countries are. I think who are extremely harsh. I think we all have family members. I don't see why we should be doing that to each other.
Okay.
Because we all have someone in our family we can relate to and say. So to me, just being in the arts, I've learned to be tolerant. So don't get me wrong, I have my ways when I say my thing, you know, every day we all got there, what you call your N-word moments. Okay. I don't know why I say N-word, because
I can't say, but you understand.
Like when you say, because you know, nowadays you can't even say that, you have to say grape, you have to say all these words, like,
media.
I'm just saying, I think we're, so don't get me wrong, for someone who lives it, it's wrong for me to say I know, but I'm just, again, I feel like we're a little better. I think we can get better. But anyway,
I feel that. I can appreciate it. Go ahead, sorry.
Call away, you gone. Call a call back, but that's okay. Producer, please play Bahamian Limerick by KB. As I read this text, KB is an intellectual and true creator. If he joins any fraternity, let it be the first family Alpha Phi Alpha, like C. Allen Johnson. Rather than talk from another genius, join the thinkers, KB. I think you know who's sending you that message. Y'all listen to this song. Caller, hold the line. This is Bahamian Limerick.
One carry the baseball, one carry the stick, one hand in the pocket, trying to hide the hole that was showing in front of the pants.
There you go. See, you tell me, I asked you if I could play it on the radio, KB.
No, that's not the point. You know what I cringe into?
Yeah.
I'm cringing to hearing me. Like,
does that get old? Does it ever get old hearing yourself?
Yeah, no. I get embarrassed. Like, it's cringing.
Question I'm asking is, like, so you saying you're cringing, but like, so how come you're not adjusted to your own voice yet?
Well, no, because you have a younger voice, and now I have my voice now.
Oh, okay, that's the younger voice you're thinking about.
Voice right,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, all okay. Right. I got you.
Let's go to the phone line, and then we can get back into that. Mm. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right. Good morning to the guests.
Good morning, good morning.
Especially, I am one of those patriotic, 100% patriotic Bahamians. I love my Bahamian culture. I love my Bahamian culture. Anytime I have an opportunity, I go. But my comments this morning is, please, we need to create a museum or an artifact similar to that of what used to be Jombe Village, where we can house the history of our Bahamian artists. Mm-hmm. And everybody else in every culture, so that our students who are coming up could visit, could learn, could teach, could do all of these things. We need to house our artists and our history in a place like that, similar to Jombe Village, like what it used to be. Because I remember when I was, it was a tour to go to Jombe Village, and if we could do that same thing for music, for art and entertainment, if we could do that same thing for sports, we'll build a culture of our community, build us as a people. That will say a lot to our country. We will put all that there, and these people who are coming up, the young people coming up, can get to learn these things, go to them from school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It will be amazing for our country, and that's a real standard for us for now and our future.
Okay. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you.
I agree.
Listen, we're at the end of the hour. KB, tell the people where they could purchase your music.
Go online, and listen, what we're gonna do is go online, all the streaming media is right there. Spotify, Apple Music, the works. We know some of the older people, you know, they may say, hey, they want to, but we're trying to work out now, you know, yeah, we're trying to work out, because we ain't going back to CDs, yeah. But we're going to work out, myself and Les Turnquest, Mr. Les Turnquest of Keep the Vibe Alive,
yeah.
Music group, he's a partnership in this yeah. project. We're going to get those, you know, the USB drives that you can put in your car and play the music off of that also.
Okay. See,
when you go online looking for Bahamian music, search Keep the Vibe Alive and yes. also search Island Sounds.
Island Sounds
got all the oldie
yeah,
oldies
yes,
as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
Y'all just go on YouTube and search, and then when you identify the song, you go out and look for it on other platforms.
We're heading for a break now, right?
No, we're heading for the NKB.
That's it.
You got
to
tell
me. But I just want to say, listen, I want to give a big thanks to all the artists that came on the program. Listen, first of all, thank you all for bringing me down. Nice talking to you, my
friend. Yeah, it's really a pleasure.
I want to thank Mr. Les Turnquest for putting his money where his mouth is and supporting the Rick and Scrape culture, supporting the concerts, supporting the artists, all those artists who appeared on the KB and Friends. It's called KB and Friends Volume 5, Real Rick and Scrape.
Okay.
That was the project it's called in totality. But I want to thank everyone and the Bahamian public for all these years of support. They helped me down. I want you to know, if they didn't, I this is all I do. From I was 18, 19 years old, this is all I've ever done. So imagine me living like a politician of the Bahamian people. And worse is that, they got elected. They're just taking care of me yeah. and saying, we support you. Thank you very much, mate. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today, KB. Thank you for joining
me.
Thank you. Latino, we're going to continue talking about the ghost. Today, we was talking about Sweetheartin'. Anyway, I just have to let my producer play his choice of music sometimes, too, because I just run right out. We got to go. And don't worry, KB, drop off some new music for us, and we'll be playing it in the upcoming days. Have a great day. Remember, The Foundation with Howard Grant is up next. Say, what's the name of this song, KB, before we go?
This called I Want More.
Okay, this is from
I Want
project.
More, yes. I Want More.
This is from KB and Friends,
KB and
Volume 5, The Real Rake
and
Scrape.
You got the name.
There you go. Thank you, KB. Thank you, Natino. Thank you, producer. Bahamas. Have a great day. I want
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.